O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you.
The Father, and to the Son, and in Luke, the 9th chapter. Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist." But others say, "Elijah," and others that one of the prophets of old has risen. Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." And he strictly charged them and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered unto death. He was delivered for the sins of our people.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away.
He was delivered unto death. He was delivered.
Have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered unto death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Pilgrim's five midweek Lenten Vespers services this year heard the divinely inspired St. Matthew's account of Jesus' passion. And with each week, my special midweek sermon series reflected on one arguable example of prophecies being fulfilled in that night's portion of the Passion account. The five examples were these: Jesus is being betrayed and going as it was written of him, Jesus the shepherds being struck and the disciples, the sheep of the flocks, being scattered as it was written, Peter's three times denying Jesus before the rooster crowed as Jesus had said, the Jewish leaders taking the 30 pieces of silver that they originally gave to Judas to betray Jesus and then giving them for a potter's field, and so fulfilling what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, and Joseph of Arimathea's burying Jesus in his own new tomb, arguably as had been prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. At the end of each sermon, each of those five particular examples were put under Jesus' general statements that we heard in today's second reading, that everything written about Jesus must be fulfilled, and that what is written about Jesus in the scriptures that must be fulfilled is both that he should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. That proclamation of repentance for the forgiveness of sins is why we all are here in Matins this morning, whether in general or in the office of the Holy Minister in particular, for everything written must be fulfilled. What we heard Jesus say in today's second reading in some way relates back to what we heard Jesus say in today's first reading. In the second reading, Jesus apparently on Easter evening reminded at least 10 of his disciples of the words that he had spoken to them while he was still with them. Which words? The words he had spoken to them about spoken words being fulfilled. The words that everything written about him in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Those three categories clearly take in all of the Jewish Old Testament. But what is less clear is when and where Jesus said those words to his disciples, as they are not recorded as such elsewhere in either St. Luke's or the other gospel accounts. St. Luke does record that earlier on Easter Day, a pair of angels reminded the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee how Jesus had told them, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. The angels, presumably, were referring to what we heard in today's first reading. Although the women are not said to have been there at that time, the disciples could have told them later. At that time in the first reading, perhaps on the basis of the Jewish Old Testament, Jesus explained the necessity for the Son of Man to be crucified and resurrected. Jesus may have so explained that necessity then, and perhaps at least three other recorded times in St. Luke's account before Jesus' crucifixion, but the disciples did not understand it. And even as we heard, after his resurrection, the disciples still needed Jesus to open their mind in order for them to understand the scriptures. By nature, we are as closed-minded as the disciples. Based solidly on Holy Scripture, with the small catechism, we believe, teach, and confess that we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. Our sinful nature not only keeps us from knowing God, but also leads us to commit countless sins of thought, word, and deed, for any one of which sins alone we each deserve death here and now and torment in hell for eternity. Except, called and thereby enabled by the Holy Spirit, working through the preaching of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, we each turn in sorrow from our sin, trust God to forgive our sin, and want to stop sinning. When we so repent, then God forgives each of us as individuals. We pray as we did in the antiphon for today's additional psalm, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law," God's Torah, his teaching. In today's office hymn, we sang, No work is left undone of all the Father willed. Jesus' toil, his sorrows, one by one, the scriptures have fulfilled. The Son of God in human flesh, Jesus did fulfill all of the scriptures written about him. And he fulfilled all of the scriptures written about him for us. His crucifixion and resurrection were divinely necessary, not simply because the scriptures said that they would happen, but the scriptures said that his crucifixion and resurrection would happen because of God's love that freely willed to save all people from their sins, including you from your sin and me from my sin. As we heard in both of today's readings, closely connected, arguably inseparably connected, are Jesus' identity as the Christ of God, his work of suffering and being raised, and the proclamation in his name of repentance for the forgiveness of sins to all nations. God alone opens both our minds to understand, to experience through our senses the scriptures, and our hearts to believe what they say, namely, that when we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, repent, then, by grace for Jesus' sake, God the Father forgives us through his word and sacrament. In today's second reading, the Holy Trinity is reflected in Jesus the Son's speaking of his sending the promise of his Father, the power from on high, upon his disciples. When the day of Pentecost arrived and the disciples turned apostles were all filled with the Holy Spirit, then they at least seemed to better understand the writings of the scriptures that the Christ should suffer and rise, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name. The apostles not only read and preached the fulfillment of God's word and thereby fulfilled God's word, but they also baptized in the triune name, individually absolved in that triune name, and gave Christ's body and blood in with and under bread as he had instituted. All for the forgiveness of sins. Although no one else is a witness as the apostles were witnesses, they passed down the office of the holy ministry to today's pastors, who in their ordinations are given a gift of the Holy Spirit for their ministry in Christ's name, confessing him. Thus the scriptures are fulfilled concerning us. Thus we are here today, both penitent lay people seeking and receiving the peace and joy of the forgiveness of sins, and penitent pastors whose consciences also need such comforting sometimes especially from someone other than from themselves. Instead of their own voices leaving their own mouths and entering their own ears, another's voice entering their ears. For example, as a father confessor affects forgiveness in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything written must be fulfilled. And that includes everything written about all of us, both as beneficiaries of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection through the ministry of his name, and either as those who minister in his name, if not to all nations, then to the portion of the nations who are in the corner of his church, that is the individual congregations that we have been called to serve, or as those who serve in other vocations, having Holy Spirit provided opportunities to give a reason for the hope that we have in Christ. We all do what we can do in our respective callings, and with daily repentance and faith, We live in God's forgiveness of sins, now and for eternity. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the singing of the Benedictus.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the God of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The prayers this morning use the litany in your sepulchre.
Lord, deliver us. from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion.
Lord, deliver us.
From lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity,
help us, good Lord.
By your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial,
help us, good Lord.
By your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, in all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, we poor sinners implore you
to deliver us, O Lord,
to rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to all people concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To grant all women with child, and all mothers with infant children, increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows, and provide for them.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, not deal with us according to our sins.
Do not reward us according to our iniquities.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we turn from our evil ways and live. Graciously spare us those punishments which we by our sins have deserved, and grant us always to serve you in holiness and pureness of living. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Having you seated for a moment, Carl, go ahead. Just for the sake of our lay people who
who are here, have you all introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
I'm Pastor Joe Ashman from Faith and of course Ken. I'm the city minister.
Pastor Luke and Sammy, I'm just down the road, our Redeemer over here in Longview. So.
I'm Loisha, retired pastor living in Nacogdoches.
You're not retired.
I'm retired. Except for a couple weeks when you serve in my area. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Bob's more or less retired, Pastor Todd. We heard from Pastor Bowman from Senegal was on his way, or at least he said he would be coming. And then we heard Pastor Schusner was not able to come from Tyler. Pastor St. Jean from Crockett was not able to come today. We heard from Pastor Davidson in Athens that he was not going to be able to come. And I think those are the ones that I heard. Pastor Adler was not going to be able to make it either because he's still driving restrictions, so he wasn't able to get here. We appreciate Debbie and the other ladies for providing some refreshments. We encourage you to go down and partake of those, and then we can begin with Pastor Mashburn.